Off the Ball.
Find us on Twitter at Off the Ball.
News Talk 106 to 108.
You're welcome back, Nathan and Kev in studio this Thursday evening. We're going to talk boxing because after almost 3 years out of the ring, Tyson Fury is going to make his long-awaited comeback on June 9th in Manchester. He was at a press conference today announcing his return and talking about the general state of the heavyweight game.
There's a lot of challenges out there that I'm looking forward to. There's a few people out there who are claiming to be the world's best. I don't know for a fact that they're not. My speed, agility and skill will be too much for today of what we have as sluggers and wild punches.
Well, let's talk about the competition then. You mentioned the sluggers and the wild punches. So, first of all, give us your impressions of Anthony Joshua and what you feel, where you feel he stands as the man who's holding three of the belts, which were once yours.
Like I've described him many times, he's a big old dosser, belt carrier for me. And by the time I get ready to fight, it's going to be an easy fight, no contest. We all saw the Parker affair. Anybody who can move a little bit and throw a few feints, he struggles, he can't land them. So I have a tip for him. Here's the headline, boys. If he wants to land any punches on me, here's the tip. Get a handful of rice and throw it at me if he wants to try and land anything. That's the only way he'll ever land anything on me. Apart from that, no chance. I'll have boxing for a few rounds and then knock him out.
That is the voice of Tyson Fury at his press conference today to announce his return to the wing. Garth A. Davies is on the line. Evening, Garth.
Good evening, Nathan. Evening, Kevin. Now, tell you what, if I'm a dead ringer for Shane Byrne, as they say, you're a bit of a dead ringer, Nathan, for the Conor McGregor beard going on at the moment.
I didn't know where you were going to go with that.
He thinks he looks cool, honestly.
I've got the body as well. I've got the physique of Conor McGregor as well. I think we can all agree on that. Unfortunately, we're on camera, so I can't disguise it.
I'll say you wear green like him. You wear green like him, I'll say.
Exactly,
that.
Exactly.
Kev's looking as handsome as ever. Hardly. Look at the Kilburn, he's as handsome.
Hardly. No.
Let's get down to the real stuff then while we can. A lot has changed since Tyson Fury last fought, both in and out of the ring. He's had his anti-doping ban. He said some pretty unsavory things. He's obviously had his medical issues as well. And in the ring, Anthony Joshua has emerged as a bona fide world superstar of boxing over the last 3 years. With all that, was it still a very confident Tyson Fury that you saw today? Someone who really believes he can get back to the top of the ladder again?
Yeah, a very confident Tyson Fury, a very healthy-looking Tyson Fury. About 4 stone lighter than I saw him in December when I did a turkey and tinsel dinner with him in Wolverhampton for 300 paying guests. And 7 stone lighter, gents. 7 stone lighter than when I ran on the beach with him in Marbella last year. No carbs in marbs, remember? and the funny thing is, you know, he is not in a hurry. As he said, if Joshua is going to hit him, he's going to have to throw rice at him. But he is not in a rush. He wants to warm up to the task. He'll probably fight a couple of easy fights to begin with. June the 9th is the first one in Manchester. And a weird thing has happened while he's been away those 29 months. I think people really wanted him to come back, Nathan, Kev, because they know that he's the guy that kind of scattered the belts to the wind. Joshua collected them. Wilder's still yet to be tested. And Tyson Fury simply adds to the mix. There are 3 massive heavyweight fights in the world now.
It's such a long time has passed, you would forget that the last time we saw him in the ring was beating Vladimir Klitschko, winning the IBF, the WBA, the WBO world titles. He was at the very peak of his powers when he left. He's returning now with Joshua there, with Deontay Wilder, Tony Bellew, Dillian White. But he's just signed today. And one of the more interesting aspects was that he's gone in with Frank Warren. So he's going to fight on BT Sport. All the rest of them are on Sky Sports. Maybe in 2 years, 18 months, we're going to see him in the ring with those. They can come to some sort of agreement. But does this deal right now suit him to go in with Frank Warren, that he can have those sort of lesser fights, maybe sort of away from the public spotlight?
Yeah, definitely. Look, he wouldn't have wanted his career. This is a new chapter in his life. As you say, the UK anti-doping drugs issue, where there were traces of a banned substance back in February 2015 in his system, is now gone, and that's gone from his mind. Mentally, he doesn't have to worry about it. You know, the admitted cocaine binges are done, I think. I think His mental health is better. And he's now just got to rebuild again. And I think, you know, had he gone with someone like Hearn, he would have been a pawn in their game. So he's got to build up on the opposition side, if you like, opposition TV deal. In America, look, when Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao fought, Showtime and HBO came together as rivals. There is enough money, or there would be enough money on the table for all of them to show this at the same time as a pay-per-view event. It's potentially, if Tyson Fury builds in the right way and Joshua still remains the champion and holds the belts, it's an even bigger fight than his fight with Wilder, certainly on British shores, that is.
Gareth, you touched on something there, maybe a couple of easier fights, I suppose, for his next couple, but did he give any sort of time frame that he would be getting back to the real elite level?
He did. He said, I'd beat Joshua tomorrow if you wanted me to. I'd beat Deontay Wilder the day after. Now, obviously, that's impracticable and it would never happen. But what he's saying is he doesn't mind having to wait till next summer to fight one of these guys. And by then, he'll have three or four fights under his belt. And I think if he does do that, I think it's unlikely, but if he does do that, there's a chance that he could get somewhere near the form that he had against Vladimir Klitschko. He's definitely the most skilled heavyweight in the world. I don't think there's much doubt about that. And, you know, most boxing insiders will tell you that he's probably, you know, he's got the make on Anthony Joshua. Deontay Wilder, I think, is his hardest opponent. But again, a fascinating matchup. I think the idea of not rushing him is very, very sensible because, as you know, Kev, you played at the top level. When you're away 2 years with a massive injury or you're out in the wilderness, when you come back, you're off the pace, aren't you? And you need those warm-ups. Your body needs to get right. Your mind needs to get right for those kind of lonely walks to the ring and all those things that go with it, all the pressure you carry as the main event.
I know that, yeah, there's a lot of the talk that's probably going around it today, but do you think he can actually get the ring rust out of the way and get himself back to the level that he was performing at 3 or 4 years ago? Do you think that's a possibility, or is it an unrealistic expectation that he can actually really seriously go and compete with these guys?
Well, the fact that he's worked so hard in the gym to lose 7 stone, 100 pounds, 100 pounds. I mean, he is a giant. I mean, TalkSport have put out a video of me interviewing him today, and people are going, oh, my God, that guy is a giant, and he is. And when he's thinner, he looks even bigger. I think, he's honest enough to say, I've got my ambition. I can't predict what I'm going to do, but he's still talking about himself as the guy or the form that he beat Vladimir Klitschko. 29 is not old for a heavyweight. George Foreman was away 10 years and came back and won the world's heavyweight title. Muhammad Ali was away 3 years and 6 months, remember, with his enforced layoff between 67, I think it was 67 and 71. It's not unheard of. And as I say, he's still a young man. And the videos he's been putting out in training, he does look very fast, agile, and mentally strong. And I think, having lost all that weight, it will have meant a lot to him that he's put that effort in to do that. It's an enormous effort. And you have to applaud him on that. And he did look very, very healthy today. Mm.
In terms of pure technical ability then, what does Tyson Fury have above Anthony Joshua?
Well, you know, Nathan, you're just playing devil's advocate here. When he fought Vladimir Klitschko in Dusseldorf in November 2015... he's awkward, he's long, he knows how to use his range. He took Klitschko's jab away. Now, Anthony Joshua's building his style behind his jab at the moment, and we saw that against Joseph Parker in Cardiff 10 days ago, 11 days ago. And, you know, if Tyson Fury can move like he has been done in the past, I mean, look at the number he did on Derek Chisora way back when he really started to emerge. He switched southpaw and he hit him with left, really accurate left uppercuts and busted up Derek Chisora. I think, as I say, technically, if he could take Joshua's jab away, Joshua could be in a world of trouble. And he predicted that when he does fight Joshua, he'll get rounds and rounds ahead. Joshua will fall in and he will knock him out. That's a big prediction.
Realistically, when do you think we could see Fury and Joshua in the ring?
Well, I don't think it's possible that Joshua will fight Wilder next, but I don't think he will. I mean, that £8.8 million offer to Deontay Wilder from Hearn, Eddie Hearn, his promoter, earlier in the week, sounds a lot of money, but for the amount of money on the table for Wilder and Joshua, it's probably only 12% of the purse. So they probably want a bigger payday than that, probably up around the 15 million mark, because Joshua's going to earn 30 plus for that fight, 30 million pounds plus. I think that fight will be delayed till later in this year, and I think they'll have a second fight in the spring of next year, probably in Las Vegas, the first fight late in the summer, either at Wembley or Cardiff again. And then I think we're likely to see Tyson Fury ready by summer next year. And maybe by then it'll be for all four belts.
Yeah, it'd be something to look forward to. And I assume money talks in these situations, that Hearn and Warren would have no problem coming together, I guess, when we're looking at 85, 90,000 people at Wembley.
Exactly. And look, as I said before, it's, you know, when Mayweather and McGregor fought in Vegas last year, Showtime, the UFC, different press offices worked together, different TV companies worked together. The UFC had their TV thing running. Showtime had their TV thing running. The same when Mayweather fought Manny Pacquiao 3 years ago. They did the same. They should be able to do this. It's that mega an event. Hey, listen. They might come to Croke Park one day. Anthony Joshua, I think Anthony Joshua would sell out Croke Park. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think he definitely would. Yeah. I think there's no question. If you get Tyson Fury, Anthony Joshua. Yeah, I think right now you might sell it out before Conor McGregor, the way things are going. Just before we let you go, then, you've obviously spent a lot of time recently with Tyson Fury. With all the troubles he's had out of the ring over the past 2.5, 3 years, do you really feel he is at a stage that those are left in the past, that there's no concerns at all, that when he's getting back in to the public spotlight again, as he has the intensity getting back into these training camps, that some of those old issues may arise again?
Well, interestingly, you know, I think it is, I think it's a very important point you make, because I think the public pressure last time, where he wasn't perhaps given the accolades he deserved from all quarters of society, some of his own doing by saying some of the wrong things, but he closed people down a little bit today when he didn't want to answer questions. And I think that's a good and new strategy from him. And, you know, I think the safest, rather like for Conor McGregor, by the way, the best and safest place for Tyson Fury is in the gym every day, gents, because we know what being in the gym does. It's good for your well-being. It's good for his depression. It keeps it at bay. And the longer he stays in the gym and the more active he is, which he might be every 2 to 3 months now, so he's only out of camp a couple of weeks after a fight, then back in, the better for him. And the more active he is in that way, the more physical he is, the better he's going to be. Because he won't be emptying vending machines then when he gets depressed, which he's done in the past.
Gareth, great stuff as always. Thanks a lot for taking the call.
My pleasure, gents.
Gareth A. Davies there from The Telegraph, their boxing writer and mixed martial arts writer as well, a regular on Off the Ball. Arsenal are behind.
Yeah, no, I just saw that. CSK Moscow gone one up in that game as well.
It couldn't happen again, could it?
No, it can't. I mean, in fairness, what you're looking for, a goal before half time. They do have the away goal, of course, from the first leg at the Emirates. So two more goals. And they're through to the next round, so we'll see. But the other one as well, Marseille 3-1 up against Leipzig now. So they actually go through as it stands, and Sporting still 1-1 against Atletico.
Could be another dramatic football show. Graeme Hunter and Rafa Honigstein are going to join us next.
Off the Ball.
Find us on Twitter at Off the Ball.
News Talk 106 to 108.